Blog Talk Radio.
The number one podcast for plus size women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis, and today is Monday, March 30th, 2015. Don't forget to like the show's fan page on Facebook at facebook.com/ShaniceLewisShow, on Twitter at Shanice Show, and on Instagram at Shanice Lewis. Today, it's all about the CurvyCon, and the CurvyCon is a day-long event that will bring plus size brands, fashionistas, shopaholics, bloggers, and YouTubers into one room to chat curvy, shop curvy, and embrace curvy. My guests today are the creators of the event, Chastity Garner from Garner Style and CC Elisa from Plus Size Princess. Let's welcome both of them to the show. Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Now, this is CC.
No, this
Hi.
Is Chastity. Hi, can
so
you hear me?
I have both of you ladies on the phone now?
Yes, you do.
Yes.
So first of all, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm excited to talk to you about this new event. But before we get into the event, I want to know, how did you two meet?
At a Bloomingdale's event, right? A Bloomingdale's event in New York.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we follow each other, you know, online and stuff. I'm a huge fan of Chastity's, and we set up at a Bloomingdale's event one day and just started kikiing, and then the kiki never quit.
Yeah, and there.
So you two became friends, essentially.
Yeah, we are friends. We didn't mean for it to happen, but it did. I actually read Cece's blog years before I ever even met her, before she was even out of the blogging closet.
she used to
be an anonymous blogger.
Yeah.
Yep,
okay. She used to read my blog.
And so, what inspired you two to create this event together?
We just saw a need for it, and you know, wanted to do something very useful and social media oriented, but like very involved with like some of the influencers of the plus size community. And we just saw like there was a need like to get that like that great interaction with like our readers and the readers of the people that we're bringing in. So you know, we just wanted to create something like that.
It was really important for us to kind of create something that we wish we would have had. So I think it's kind of interesting with, like, plus-size blogging. Like, you see people online and you talk to them on Twitter, but we all live all over the world. So to have a day for us to all get together, like, this body positive movement, it's changing lives. And I think that it's one thing to be kind of by yourself, like, on the computer, like, kind of hyping yourself up, like, oh, my curves, you know, I'm fierce. But it's another thing to get in a room with a whole bunch of other women who are just as fierce as you, who, you know, who understand. Like, I didn't have plus-size friends growing up, so this is going to be, like, a full day of, like, plus-size girlfriends all together just doing their thing, shopping, hanging out, talking, things like that.
Now, I heard you say this is the event that you wish you would have had getting started. So what makes this event different from any other plus-size event that's happening right now?
I'll let Chastity answer after I do in case she has things to add. But I think what makes this event different is that we are building something based on what our readers and our fans want. So if you go to thecurvycon.com and you put your email address in, one of the first things we'll survey, like, who do you want to see? What do you want to talk about? Like, this isn't us deciding what people should have. It's us asking the curvy community, what do you want? And us working our fingers to the bone to make it happen. So that's, to me, what's different. Like, it's whatever you guys want, we will do our best to get it there for you.
I'm going to agree with that. I don't have anything to add.
Now, I also noticed that the CurvyCon will cover topics like confidence, fashion, style, health, fitness, dating, and body positivity. Now, some of these things are covered at other events, but not all of them. Like, one of the things that stick out to me is dating. So do you think the range of the topics of your conference is broader than any other plus-size event?
I feel like we never really compared ourselves to other events. This is kind of like something, you know, we're just doing our thing. And there's something
our readers.
There's something to be gained.
Sorry about that.
No, no, no. Chastity, you go. I've been
talking. No, I was just saying, I was like, we polled our readers, and that's what they wanted. So, you know, that's what we're giving them.
Got it. So tell me about the speakers you have confirmed already, and how many speakers total will you have?
The speaker list, the speaker list is growing every day. We're kind of slowly announcing everyone. So we're not going to say it's going to be definitely, you know, 50 speakers or definitely 30. But what we will say is that we have the best of the best citing speakers that you would want to talk about these subjects. So if there are people who you've been keeping your eye on, those are the people that we're reaching out to. And so far, we haven't heard any no's, so it's just us being coy and not announcing it yet.
Now, I noticed that, like, you have some speakers that we would all be familiar with, like Gabby Fresh and Marie Denae, but then you have some speakers that, well, I personally wasn't familiar with, like you're almost introducing them to the community. Is that kind of like on purpose, bringing in some fresh faces?
I think some people are... they're, you know, plus size are considered curvy, but they're outside the community, but they have their own large followings outside of the community. So we wanted to go, you know, not just in our immediate, you know, circle. We wanted to go outside. And I think, like, somebody like Crystal West, who is a part of the lead, has a humongous following. And she is just, like, she's so, you know, adored, by myself included. You know, but her audience is, you know, not our audience, and that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to be able to reach out to those people that aren't immediately affected by, like, our blogs and things like that. You know, everybody doesn't read blogs, but we still want to reach those girls that don't read blogs.
Right. Well, that's smart. That makes sense.
And I think it's really powerful to see, like, so, like, I think Crystal from the Read podcast is a great example. Like, the Read podcast is a huge podcast. If you ask anybody what podcast you listen to, the Read is at the top of the list. But does Crystal walk around saying, oh, I'm a curvy girl, like I'm plus size? She doesn't say that, but she's wildly successful and she speaks her mind and she's confident. To me, that's the message of the CurvyCon. Like, we might be curvy, but we are out here slaying. Like, whatever our industry is, there are curvy doctors. Like, if I could get a curvy neurosurgeon at the conference, I would have her because I feel like it's important to see that your size will never limit you if you have a dream or something that you want to do. So that's why we're making sure that we're bringing in successful women from all over, you know, the kind of internet world, even if it means they just happen to be plus size, but that's not, you know, their claim to fame per se.
Got it. Okay, so while I'm interviewing you, but I'm getting clarity on the event myself. So here's a question I had when I was looking at the website. So are the speakers listed keynote speakers, or are the speakers going to be a part of panel discussions?
So I will say that our keynote speakers are going to be announced in a very big way. I'm going to put it like that.
So they haven't even been announced yet?
No.
Yes. No, they have not been announced. So if you see that we have amazing people like Gabby Fresh, Marie, and Crystal just as panelists, you could only imagine who our keynotes might be.
And so when would this announcement be made?
The announcements are made slowly but surely. If you're part of our email list at thecurvycon.com, if you scroll down to the bottom and subscribe to our email list, you find out first any exciting information that happens. So actually the girls that were part of our email list found out about the speaker list long before we made it public, because those are kind of the girls that are supporting us and helping us to build the conference and telling us what they want. So just as a thank you to them, we always kind of spill our secrets to them first.
Got it. Now tell me about the CurvyCon Mall. Now is this like a space that's open to vendors? Like is anybody listening, can they participate? Or this is just a space for your sponsors of the event only?
The CurvyCon Mall is just like a shoppable portion of our event. I mean, there'll be dressing rooms, there'll be vendors, there'll be basically people catering to the plus-size consumer in a way that it's kind of hard to get anywhere else. You know, as a plus-size woman, we don't have a lot of brick-and-mortar options, so we're trying to bring that to, you know, New York City for one day.
So instead of having to shop online, you can actually walk into the Curvy Mall that we're creating. You can try on clothes. You can see what fits. And then you'll know, like, oh, wow, you know, I always shop at such and such store online, but I always order two dresses because I don't know what size I am yet. But if you come to the CurvyCon and you shop our Curvy Mall, you can try on all the different options, you know, from the different vendors. And then you'll know, like, oh, wow, I wear a size 20 in this brand. So moving forward, I know to just order that. And it'll save you a little time. And you can walk away with clothes. You can make purchases and things like that. So if there's a vendor listening that has a plus size brand and is interested in being part of the Curvy Mall, we would absolutely love to have you.
Awesome. Good to know. Now, is there a fashion element to this, like a fashion show, or is it not a fashion show at all?
Well, you're a plus-size girl. Is a fashion show something that you would want to see? I guess that's a good question.
Well, to me, I live for panel discussions, but I'm a different type of person. I know from having events myself in L.A., people live and die for fashion shows.
Yeah, so I think for us right now, I really liked what you said, that what you're seeing from the CurvyCon is different than maybe what you see at other events. So our focus right now is really the conversation, because I know for me, when I sit down with my other plus size bloggers and like have those conversations that only they understand kind of what we go through as plus size women, you know, those are the women in my life who kind of lift me up. I walk away from those conversations feeling way more empowered than I do watching clothes go down the runway, you know?
So I agree.
I'm not saying. So, I mean, a fashion show is something we would love to do, and maybe in the future it will be part of the CurvyCon, but right now the fashion element is actually more of the shopping element. So our dreams, like I said, we're creating something that we wish we would have had. So our dream has always been to not have to shop online for clothes, to be able to walk in and have all the plus size brands all together. So we're doing that. And then our dream is to have, you know, meaningful conversations with curvy girls who understand the struggle, the dating struggle, the confidence struggle, the health and fitness struggle. So that's what we're making happen.
Now, since you're not having a fashion show, let's be clear that you are not looking for plus size models, because I already know that models are hitting up the CurvyCon email. I don't even have to see your inbox. I already know it.
If the fashion show element becomes a part of the CurvyCon, we will definitely put a call out for models as well. Absolutely. Because I know that there are a lot of women who have that as a dream, and that would be a great platform to give them a chance as well. So never say never.
So from my understanding is you planning on making this a yearly event, correct?
If the support is there and if the girls enjoy it, we would love to do this every year. But our first goal is June 20th, 2015 in New York City.
So this question might be ahead of time, but would you eventually expand it to more than one day or take it on the road?
you know, we hold on to information. We don't like to give up nothing.
Come on, you got to tell me something now.
I think, well, we definitely would like to expand it for more than one day eventually. The taking on the road part, I think we'll keep that one for ourselves.
Okay. There's more to come. So
I think the thing that's important for us is to, like, encourage people to get out of their comfort zones. Like, New York City is an amazing place to come and visit. If you already live here, you already know. But if you've never been here, what a great excuse to come to New York, like, to meet up with all your curvy girlfriends that you haven't met yet. Like, that's amazing. So right now, getting us all in the city, I think, would be an amazing thing. So that's why we're sticking with that for now.
Now, besides the CurvyCon, you two have individually have a lot of things going on. I know, Chastity, you just did a campaign with Target for Ava and Viv. Am I pronouncing it correctly?
That's correct.
And Cece, you have PSP Fit. So are you bringing your individual projects in and incorporating into the CurvyCon?
For me personally, like, I want to be able to be there and help style girls because that's kind of like my, you know, my forte. And so that's what I want to bring in personally. Not so much, you know, of course, like, it helps to have our, like, our own brand connections and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, like, for me, it's all about style. That's my forte. That's what I do. And that's what I want to be there to help the girls with. And, you know, as far as, you know, with Cece, her strength is, you know, plus size fitness and health, and I'm sure that's what she'll be bringing in, you bring it to the table, but I'll let her speak for herself. But, you know, for us, I think it's about bringing in our own personal strengths to help our readers.
Yeah, I totally agree. Chastity hit the nail on the head. I mean, PSP Fit is an amazing program, and, you know, helping girls get healthy at every size is something that I just adore doing. And I was very excited when we pulled our readers, and the health and fitness panel was a top contender. So I was happy and proud to be able to put that up there. Like, big girls do work out. Hashtag PSP Fit. Go to PSP
Fit. She works out all the time.
I work
during
out
during our meetings. All the time. I can never get in contact
right
with
now.
Her. She's always in trouble with me because she's always in boot camp. It drives me crazy. I can never. It's just like she eats and lives and breathes, like, her program. Like, she does not play. And I'm like, we have a meeting. I'm at boot camp. I'm like, what is going on?
Well, that's good. That'll be something you can bring to the CurvyCon, that same enthusiasm for curvy fitness.
Yeah, and that's why I love working with Chastity, because we both have different strengths. Like, I mean, I like to think I dress a little cute now and then, but, like, working out is my thing, and, like, dressing like a boss is her thing, you know what I mean? And so I think those are, when it comes to being plus size, I know that my health and the way I dress are two very important things for me. So for us, you know, the CurvyCon are those things, and then everything in between. So we're just excited to kind of share our gifts and our thoughts and our plus size blogger friends and all that.
Yeah, she has me on kale shakes, too, just to let you know.
On what?
Kale shakes.
Oh, and how does that taste?
Like Broken Dreams, but at the same time, like, it's, like, even her program, like, I followed it. It helps me so much with just, you know, like, I travel a lot, so it helps me just feeling better. So it's just kind of like we try to spill up. I think she helps me just a lot with my own wellness and stuff like that. So, I mean, she's definitely the person for that. I'm so proud of her.
And whenever I have to dress up, I'm like, Chastity, what should I wear? She's like, that, and that. So it all works out.
Yeah,
so it works. It's a great partnership.
Like
So some of your tickets are already sold out for the CurvyCon. Tell me what options are still available if you want to attend.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe those tickets sold out so fast.
And how fast did they sell out?
It was less than
5 or 6 hours. Yeah.
5 or 6 hours.
Really?
Tickets sold out. Yeah, it was bananas. We were honored, surprised.
Yeah.
We were. Yeah, it was just It was amazing.
So many things.
Yeah, there were a lot of emotions when those tickets sold out, because I think there's something to be said for the curvy community believing in something that they haven't seen yet. Like, they're taking a chance on us, and they're saying, you know what, if you girls are making something, then we're there. Like, we will never take that for granted. It's easy to come after something's been around for years and years and be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go this year. But the first year, you know, to have the first year our platinum tickets sell out in 5 hours, like, we're just so thankful. So
does that make you want to maybe find a bigger venue and open it up to more people since you have a couple of months out?
You know, Chastity and I are both very much about doing it right and making sure that anybody who attends the CurvyCon this year just has the best experience. And so for now, I think we're going to stay where we are and kind of stick with our original plan. But it's just for anyone who attends, like, they will have our heart and soul, like, in that whole day. So, yeah, we're just looking to do it super, super well for everybody.
And what ticket options are still available?
Right now there are two ticket options available. So the teal ticket option is our mid-level ticket. And with that one, you get your ticket, and of course, you get a complimentary CurvyCon tote bag that you can use. It's reusable. And then you'll get a little flag in your bag as well. And that ticket is $149 for the entire day. And it gives you access to the shopping mall. It gives you access to the panel events. And anything else that we decide to surprise everyone with. So if you have ever wanted a reason to meet kind of your favorite curvy people, this is the day to do that. And we want to make sure, you know, it's a good time. And then, of course, we understand that there are different, you know, everyone's on a different budget. So we do have a $99 general admission option for the whole day. And that one, we definitely want to give you a CurvyCon keepsake tote as well. And you can fill that up with whatever you buy in the Curvy Mall and things like that.
So are those tickets remaining low in numbers? Like, should you hurry up and buy your ticket before everything is sold out?
The sooner you get your ticket, the better. The teal tickets are the next ones that are going to sell out. Those are selling faster than general admission. So if you're a girl who likes swag, and if you want, and let me stop and say, our swag is, like, legit. Like, we're not giving you, like, flyers and postcards in your bag. Like, you will be getting, I don't even know if I should even say some of this stuff.
No,
like,
you can't say it. No.
Okay, I'm not going to say. You're going to get stuff that, like, you will want to use right then. Or, like, if you go, you will get stuff that you will use. You will get stuff that you will be very excited about. And, yeah, I'll leave it at. So, again, we are making an event that we would want. So we've all been to the event where you open up your swag bag and it's just a whole bunch of, like, coupons, and you're like, tissue paper and coupons, great. Like, we're not doing
that. You said tissue paper.
Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. You don't have that.
And a paper bag that I got to throw out. Great.
So
hilarious.
So we're working hard to make, you know, if you come to my house, I'm going to leave you with a plate of food and a whole bunch of good stuff. So it's kind of the same thing. Like, we're hosting you. We want to treat you right when you attend. So, I think that's why the platinum tickets sold out, because everybody knows that the platinum gift bags are going to be bananas. And, you know, there's some other perks that come with being a platinum ticket holder. And next year, you know, we will definitely try to have more more platinum options, because clearly people like that. But all of that to say, yes, if you want that teal ticket, if you want that good swag, I would definitely say to get your ticket as soon as you can.
And side note, were you surprised that the tickets, platinum tickets, sold out so fast with the cost of them? Because, you know, a lot of people in the plus community always complain about the price of things. So was that an element that really shocked you when they sold out?
I was like, now look, we do have money.
You know, right?
That is a horrible stereotype. But I was shocked. I didn't foresee that at all. I actually thought that our cheapest ticket would be the one that would go first, but it
right.
definitely wasn't.
But that's,
so that's
interesting. To me, that was a huge lesson. Like, in general, we know the event that we are putting together, and we thought long and hard about, do we go with what we know our event is worth and, like, the value? Like, do we stand by the value of the event that we're producing, or do we try to make it cheap so that people, like, won't feel weird about it? And we had to make the decision to stand by the value of what we're producing. We know the money that we're investing in this. We know the work that we're investing in this. Chastity
mm-hmm.
and I live on different coasts. I'm up at 3 a.m. on the phone with her on the KirbyCon. Like, we know that this is blood, sweat, and tears and an amazing event that's going to come out of it. So we went ahead and decided to value ourselves and to stand by what we're worth. And I feel like that's a lesson for all of us, like, not to go on, like, a rant, but, like, in your dating life, stand by what you're worth. With your health, stand by what you're worth. And the right people will see your value, and they will come to you. And that's what happened to us with the KirbyCon. The right people saw the value in the KirbyCon, and those platinum tickets sold out. So that was a lesson for me.
Mm-hmm. A lesson for everybody, I would say.
Well, and I also say that, you know, and this goes with clothing, this goes with anything. People pay for what they want, you know, for what
mm-hmm.
they see value in. And people saw value in us, just like Cece said. And, you know, you can, you know, if you don't see value in clothing, then you're not going to pay for clothing, you know. If you don't see value in our event, then you're not going to pay for it. So, you know, we're just excited that people saw value in it, and we'll take that. But definitely, you know, it's just all about what you find value in and what you see is worth it.
Well, I'm super excited about this event. The buzz about it is hot. I think it's going to be a success. Again, tell us the dates and the website and everything, the last information we need to know.
So it's the KirbyCon, thekirbycon.com. What else, Chastity?
You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/thekirbycon. We're on Instagram at thekirbycon, Twitter on thekirbycon.
Yep.
Everything is thekirbycon, so
everything is
pretty easy to find.
Just make sure you put that "the" in there,
yes.
so that we see your tweets and tags. And the event is taking place on June 20th in New York City at the Metropolitan Pavilion West. So we'll all be there, and we're waiting to see you and say hi, and, yeah, we're excited.
Well, excellent, ladies. I'm so proud of you for stepping out and doing this event. Continued success not only with this event, but what you're doing in your personal blogs and your personal brands. So thank you so much for telling me the inside scoop on the KirbyCon. I learned a lot about it today myself. And just keep doing your thing, ladies.
Thank you.
Right.
You too.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. And keep in touch when you make those big announcements.
Will do.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Bye.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And thank you to my wonderful guests this evening, Cece and Chastity. If you haven't already, don't forget to like our fan page on facebook.com/ShaNice Lewis Show. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.